Hi. So this is the first installment of a series I'd like to call Kaylin's Collections. It's just recordings of me when I'm either extremely tired, not being able to sleep because of insomnia or anything else. Or just things that I've had on my mind for a while. Now, as this first installment, I'd like to talk a little bit about myself. I am a almost 18-year-old high school graduate. I plan to get my degree, my associate's degree, and go into mortuary sciences. Now, I don't know if you know what that is, but mortuary sciences is the science behind the funeral industry. Sort of goes into depth with embalming and preservations, along with what to do, how to handle it, grieving processes, psychology, and just all in all, a good foundation for education when it comes to being a funeral director, which is what I want to do, and what I've wanted to do for a very, very, very long time. Now, growing up, I have always been the girl who was obsessed with creepy stuff. You know, in middle school, I'm not very proud of who I was. I was the XD RAR, I'm so random, look at me, LOL pumpkins. I love Gurr from from Invader Zim. I could psychoanalyze myself again and again and again, and I still wouldn't understand why I ever acted like that. I was completely and utterly idiotic and immature, and I acted like a complete and utter dumbass. I wanted to be the psychotic girl that everyone was afraid of, and ooh, look, dead bodies, how cool. But that's not who I am. Not anymore. I'm a ambiverted girl who loves to read, write, sing, dance, and who wants to help people out. Like, of course I'm into creepy stuff still. It's a part of human nature to be fascinated with the supernatural. I mean, there's been drawings, like cave drawings, and stories about ancient myths and cryptids and aliens who've come down from faraway planets just to come in contact with us. I mean, how could you not be fascinated by that? That and the afterlife. Ghosts, demons, everything like that. That's so utterly fascinating. Sorry if you can hear buttons. I'm currently doing this on my iPhone and my screen just locked. I'm really sorry if you can hear all this tapping. Well, there we are. When I was about 13, somewhere around there, 13, 14, I became a freshman in high school. I went through some things that, well, were really, really traumatizing. I don't want to make them public, so I'm not going to, but it started me down a really, really bad spiral of self-hate, self-consciousness, and just a morbid fascination with suicide and death. And after getting into a really serious relationship, that fascination with suicide started to subside. and I started to be more mentally okay and mentally safe. And then that serious relationship crumbled into pieces, and now I'm in a better serious relationship, and it's all fine and dandy. But my fascination for death has always been around. Whenever I was a little kid and we were driving down the road, I would stick my head out the window whenever I'd see roadkill. It's not like, ooh, woo, look at these dead bodies. I want to poke around. It's more like, what is death? Why are we so obsessed with it? Why do we want to know what it's like to die but are too scared to do it? Kind of thing, you know? I think it's fascinating how almost every single culture in humanity has some sort of death, some sort of afterlife, I mean. Like, an explanation of what happens after you die, but there's some people who just think that it's nothing, that it just all goes black. And I mean, I guess that's understandable. I mean, that's a logical thing to think of, but we could never understand or conceive that. Like, our brains just can't process the idea of complete and utter nothingness, which is crazy. It's like trying to ask a blind person to describe color. They can't, because they've never, or, you know, a blind person who was born blind, I mean, yeah. They can't describe color because they've never seen it. Ugh, excuse me, it is 3 o'clock in the morning and I am very tired. But I can't sleep, I have so much thoughts in my mind, and so that's why I made this podcast. Okay, I've gotten so sidetracked. Death. Macabre, mortician, dead bodies. So, when I was a teenager, preteen, around that area, a lot of deaths occurred in the family. People who I have looked up to, people who have looked after me most of my life, just passed away. And I'd go to funeral after funeral. They'd normally all be open caskets. And I'd stare at that dead body. Not because, you know, creepy, woo. But because, I mean, it's weird looking at a dead body. It's weird looking at it and thinking, that was alive. You know, that moved, that breathed, that talked. It had something inside of it that gave it life. And now it's gone. It's nothing. It's a shell that we all put memories on that makes us, we put such an importance on the shell of a person. There's an entire industry about it. And I understand that. I could never just think, oh, that's a shell, it has no meaning, it has no matter, let's just throw it away, you know? It's important. Well, death after death, I just started becoming desensitized to it. Actually, when I was 9 years old, my grandma passed away, and she raised me alongside my parents. I looked up to her, and I'm not gonna lie, I was her favorite. I was so connected to her. We were best friends. I would hang out with her when she babysat me, and she'd teach me how to play piano, and she'd teach me how to cross stitch. And then I believe it was pancreatic cancer that got her. I remember taking a picture with her a week before she died, and I still have that picture. You could see it in my face that I knew that she was gonna die. We stayed the night at her house the day that she'd passed. I woke up to everyone crying, and I couldn't cry. And I don't know why. I still don't know why today. But on the way back from the funeral, after, like, I saw that shell that was my grandma, I cried. And I don't think anyone knows that. I just remember it being like a movie, you know. I was in the back of the car. It was raining. Little angsty 9-year-old me was just looking out the window in a rainy day after a funeral and just started to cry. After that, I stopped getting attached to family members because I knew that they'd pass eventually, so why get attached? And I come to realize that that was a horrible mistake, because at the age of 9, I cut myself off from people. I stopped being a happy extrovert. I started becoming more of an introvert. And that's when I, you know, got depression. My physical ailments got a lot worse, and it all kept going and going and going until I was about 16. I started opening up to people, started making connections with family members, I started talking to people. I'm better now. It's all good. Well, around those times, I started doing research into the funeral industry and what sort of stuff happens around there, what sort of stuff should I know, and what sort of stuff should I look out for. And it was awesome. I mean, like, I found something I was actually genuinely interested in, that I wanted to become. I mean, before that, I wanted to become an artist or a rock star. But when I told my mom I wanted to be a funeral director, oh my god, that was hilarious. She kind of laughed and was like, alright, okay, whatever you say. But I did more research. And then I started, you know, getting more technologically advanced, aka, you know, I got a smartphone, tablet, my first laptop. I started getting on YouTube more, spending more time on media, and I found a woman named Caitlin Doty, and she has a YouTube channel called Ask a Mortician. I watched all of her videos multiple times, took notes, and that sort of bloomed my love for the funeral, or love slash hatred for the funeral industry. I started being more open about it. People started asking me what I wanted to do after high school, because I, at the time was about 16, 17. And I was like, yeah, I want to be a mortician. I want to go to college and I want to own my own funeral home. People were like, oh, okay, that's a little creepy, a little gross, but I mean, someone has to do it. And my mom kept asking me, do you think you can handle it? Do you think you could really handle it? And I thought, yeah, I can. And I still to this day think, yeah, I can. I read stories that you have to shave the corpses and you have to go through hospitals and pick up all the dead babies. And I think it's going to be difficult. And I'm going to have a lot of hard days and a lot of hard nights. And it's going to be tough. But it is worth it. I want to go into the funeral industry because I want to make it a better place. There's a lot of things in the funeral industry that not a lot of people know of. They don't really know how expensive it is and how inexpensive it can be. They don't know that a lot of companies will upcharge all their prices. They don't know that a lot of companies are actually owned by one company, but they keep that family-owned name so they think it's connected to them and personally, you know? Now, Caitlin Doty has videos on all of this, and I could go in depth. Trust me, I really can. I did an entrepreneurship class my senior year, and we got to create our own businesses, and of course I chose a funeral home, And we got to present that into a bunch of judges and do a presentation and talk about numbers, fiscal stuff, and I ranted. I full-on ranted. And I know it docked me points, but I ranted about how much I loved this industry and how much I wanted to change it and how much I know we can decrease the price of things and still make a profit. Honestly. Okay. I'm going to try to horribly segue this into a thought of, have you thought about what's going to happen to you after you die? I'm 18. You know, I'm young. I may have a genetic disease, but that's not going to kill me. It's just going to make my life a little shitty. I'll be fine. And yeah, I've thought about death a lot. I mean, I've gone through a couple traumatic events. I've gone through a serious relationship that crumbled. I mean, like, yeah, I've thought about it. I've thought about death. I've thought about dying. I've never, you know, like, wanted to. I mean, I've never tried. I don't think I ever will. Try, I mean. I'm gonna die. We're all gonna die. That's just the facts. I actually wrote my last will and testament in sophomore year. Because I wanted to make sure I got it all down. And because, like I said, I have a genetic disease. Me and my mother both have it. It's a connective tissue disease. It's not life-threatening. It just sucks. And it's painful. And it causes dislocations and subluxations. I think that's what they're called. And it just sucks. It sucks and it makes it hard to walk. And it makes it hard to do stuff. Because my body doesn't like to function like a normal human being. And I have a heart... resting heart rate at like 90 constantly, so plus my anxiety, depression, and my hormone imbalance, just it makes my life hard, but nothing that I can't beat, you know, nothing that I can't climb over mountain wise. This podcast is going to be a roller coaster. None of it is scripted. I don't think I can script something like this. This is just me rambling at 3:00 in the morning. Talking about wanting to overcome something and wanting to beat something, wanting to sort of suck it up and deal with it. I'm 18, sort of. I say I'm 18, but at this date right now, July 2nd, 2019, I'm not 18. Sorry, I lied. I'll be 18 August 1st, 2019. And hopefully, either on that day or on days close to it, I'm going to be getting a tattoo. And that tattoo has so much meaning to me. Even if it's just a dumb reference, quote-unquote dumb reference, I think it's very important, to a nerd TV show. Now, I know this is an odd segue from the funeral industry to Star Trek, but I'm going to be making it. Hi, this is the same podcast, and we're going to be talking about Star Trek and Klingons. Now, my family is primarily Star Trek, or Star Wars, my apologies. My family on my dad's side, like my mom, my dad, my brother, and my sister, were super into Star Wars. But recently, not so recently actually, it's been like a year-ish, I walked, you know, into the living room and they were watching a movie and it was one of the Star Trek movies and I was like, hey, this is pretty cool. I've seen Star Trek Into the Darkness. Chekhov's pretty cute. I should probably try watching one of the Star Trek movies. And so I got into Star Trek The Next Generation and I fell in love with it. Speaking of falling in love with it, I fell in love with Data. He's absolutely adorable, besides the topic. What was I talking about? I'm sorry. I'm getting sidetracked again. I'm so tired. My mind is not on the same point. Worf. Klingons, there we go, Klingons. Klingons in honor. So, the tattoo I will be getting is the Klingon battle cry, "Today is a good day to die." And I could not pronounce that to you if I tried. Trust me, I've been learning Klingon for a couple months now, and I'm still baffled. I even have the Star Trek Klingon dictionary with me. I'll try pronouncing it sometime, but yeah. Ever since I started watching Star Trek, and ever since I started feeling stronger because I thought about Klingons, I thought about honor and sort of the way that they see it. How honor is one of the most important things in life, and how you should always sort of try your best and work as hard as you can to maintain your honor. I think that's really important. And don't get me wrong, I'm a baby. I'm a crybaby. I will whine, and I will complain, I will bitch, and I will cry. But I will get it done. There'll be times where I'm working out, or times where I'm doing something, and I just feel so weak. I feel like I'm never going to be able to do it, and I'm never going to get it done. And I just think, that's not what warriors do. And I push myself, and I do better. It's not just because of Klingons. I've always been the type in D&D to play the barbarian half-orc, because I'm that basic. I'm a half-orc barbarian. I've always wanted to play the tanks. I've always wanted to play the big, tough, Cheeto Puff, orcs, Klingons, Quinari, for Dragon Age references, I think. Is it Dragon Age? I think that's Dragon Age. Yeah, Iron Bull. I don't know why. I'm 5'4". 140 pounds, maybe. I'm weak. And I'm deteriorating. Orcs, Klingons, Quinari, they're built so strong, and they're built to get strong, they're built to work out, they're warriors, they're barbarians, they're tough. They don't take no shit, they fight back. That's something I've always wanted to be. Growing up, whenever someone told me what to do, or whenever someone told me I was wrong, I always shut up, looked them right in the eye, and never said anything. I never stood up for myself. I've been standing up for myself recently, though. But keeping all that bottled up for so long, never standing up for myself for so long, for 16 years of my life, that bottle, Jesus Christ, I tried unscrewing the lid slightly, and I was sobbing. Trying to fight back, trying to talk through all my sobs, telling them how I'm trying, telling them that I did what I did because I thought it was right. I can't argue with someone without crying because of how many years I've bottled it all up. I've got horrible anger issues because of it. That's also genetics. I've got holes in beds and mattresses. You can practically call me Kyle for the amount of times I've punched through drywall. Jesus Christ. Yeah, but I've gone to therapy and I've gone to counseling. It's helped, sorta.
Growing up, I didn't have many friends.
I didn't have many people to talk to, besides all the imaginary friends that I came up with. So, I'm 16, 17. I mean, I've been doing this for I don't even know how many years. I came up with a coping mechanism for stress, anxiety, sadness, whatever, loneliness. I just talk. I talk to myself. Talk and act like someone was there with me. And I started getting paranoid, thinking that there was someone with me. I could feel them in chairs. I could feel them touching my shoulder. It got out of hand. And I still haven't been able to stop it. These podcasts, they help. They keep everything in recording. They keep me able to sort of focus and project my ideas somewhere instead of just out into nothingness, you know? I'm not talking to no one. I'm talking to anyone, everyone, anyone who wants to listen. They can hear me. I've been staring at Five Nights at Freddy's poster, so I don't know. Don't know if they want to listen. Ugh. It's calm when it's this early in the morning. It's 3:13. Podcast has been going on for almost 27 minutes. My name is Kaylin. I'm an almost 18-year-old high school graduate going into mortuary sciences. I have a boyfriend. He's amazing. He got me out of a really bad situation, and we've been dating for almost a year. His birthday's coming up, actually. I got him a couple presents, but just in case he hears this, I'm not gonna say what they are. My ex was a guy who, I don't know, he was broken in some way, and I don't know why. His brother's the same, and I'm friends with his brother, which is weird, but he's cool. They have control issues, both of them, but my ex, he had issues. He would spam my phone. He would spam my mother's phone. He would show up when I wouldn't answer him. And I wouldn't answer him for like 5 minutes at a time because I was either sleeping, watching TV, or just doing something, having me time. And he would just blow up, you know? He'd say that I was never good enough. He would constantly tell me that, like, I wasn't trying, even though I was breaking myself down, trying to fit him into my life. He'd ask for my work schedule every week, and he'd get mad if I wouldn't send him pictures of it. He just wasn't a good guy. He was manipulative. He gaslighted me for 3 years of my life. And then one day, after he graduated, I met someone. I clicked with them. I told my ex that I met someone and that I really liked him. And that I think I liked him. My ex obviously got upset. Said that he wasn't into an open relationship. And I told him I wasn't either. And that's not what I was trying to get at. I was getting at that we were going to break up. And we did. My mother thought that me and my ex were going to get married and have children. It was going to be wonderful. So when she found out in the most embarrassing way that me and him broke up and that I was with another guy, she was upset. Really, really, really upset. Called me some names because she didn't know what was going on in the situation. I told her. I explained to her the situation, and slowly and surely, after she met this new boy, she realized that I was happy and that he was good for me.
and that my ex wasn't. So yeah, my name is Kaylin, I'm 18, almost. I'm in a healthy relationship. I'm going to be a mortician. I like Star Wars, and Star Trek, yeah, I like both of them. I like Five Nights at Freddy's, and I'm trying to make myself better with this. Getting all my thoughts out might help me. It's 3:20, and I'm supposed to wake up at 8. I'm probably going to do another episode of this while I drink some tea and talk about another subject or something. It was really nice to get this all off my chest. Thank you for listening. Well, good night. Or, well, good morning. Bye.